This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
How about good feeling stories of the day? All have this relative. I love this, that this woman is 110 years old and she refuses to believe it, which is great. Do we also not all have this relative, or perhaps this friend, that, and I get it, they're 110 and it's hard for them to hear and stuff like that, but they're not a toddler.
No.
All I can hear is this other woman talking to the old lady and thinking, I know four people who are like
get
this.
Get older on your birthday.
Yes. How old are you?
I have no idea.
110.
What?
110 years old.
10.
110.
I don't believe that.
No, you look like you're 21.
Why, sure.
And just as beautiful as ever.
Why, sure.
Yes.
I just picture this, because you know they say you should talk to your phone. If you talk, text to your phone, they say you should just talk normal, because that's how your phone reads your voice.
Sure.
You should not talk to it like you're a robot.
Yeah,
I just picture it being like that, where she's like talking to the grandma, and the grandma's like, why are you talking to me like I'm a robot? Like,
right. That's how I felt too. I was like, Why is the part that I'm taking away from this that I don't like that other lady? I don't know, why is that my takeaway? This is
so
supposed
funny.
To be a good feeling story. Why am I against this poor woman who's just trying to, you know, can I tell you what's hilarious right now? This is twice this morning already that I've gone ahead and gone into a bit, and I don't have the information up. Not even close. We're into good feeling stories of the day. I don't even have them up. I'm just sitting here talking with my friends about the 110-year-old lady. So let me get this right here. So there's this kid. He's a hero, a big-time hero. He's a six-year-old. He lives in Alabama. His name's Caden Reed. Heroes welcome from the local fire department after he got home from the hospital last week. He ran out into the street, and it's like a movie. He ran out into the street to save his sister from being hit by a car, and he got hit by the car instead. He's fine. Heroes welcome. Coming home, firefighters showed up at the house the next day to thank him for being so brave. They gave him a tour of the truck, let him sit up front. He decided, probably with a little prompting from mom and everybody else, because guess what he was for Halloween?
The firefighter.
Superman. Here's what's great, though. And Kayla, you're right as well, because he ended up being sitting up front with a Superman Halloween costume and a fire hat on, and it's adorable. And here's dude from the fire department talking about
it. He's definitely a hero. He's got the heart of a hero. As first responders, it's our job to put ourselves in harm's way for the citizens of our city and our region. But as a six-year-old young man, to be able to recognize what was happening and react the way that he did, it's definitely a remarkable feat. Personally, I'm proud to know that there's a young man like Caden with the heart of a hero residing in our city.
Yeah, really, really, really great. On a similar note, there's a guy in Wisconsin. His name's Isaac. He's on the spectrum, okay? For the last 2 years, he goes to the police department and dances for everybody in the police department to cheer them up. He met a cop named Christina when she was a resource officer at his high school. Then she made detective. So now he visits her at the station, and then he started doing this weekly dance party deal, whatever he's doing, and it just cheers everybody up. He dances everything from Michael Jackson to Fraggle Rock.
I always sing songs to Officer Mylon. She's my favorite detective.
Isaac is living his best life. We just get to be a part of it for 15 minutes once a week.
I always come to visit on every Mondays.
I'm glad to see other people getting just as excited about Isaac's performances as I am.
Yeah, and so people who've lived in this town for a while would file, and especially if you lived on the West Side, would remember Mr. Happiness. And that was the first thing I thought of, and it's such a simple, silly thing. And people go, so what's with that guy, and what does he want? And is he, the way I recall the story also, because I had him on the air a couple of times, the way I recall the story is he would, if people would give him money, you know, because he looked like that might be his deal, that he was trying to get money on the side, and if he did, he would donate it,
and stuff like that.
And is there anything more adorable than when a baby picks up your phone and starts acting like they're talking on the phone? This is a toddler who believes they believe they're having a conversation with grandma. Oh, just like mom. Oh, and just like mom, F-bomb. Just they'll pick it up, y'all. They'll pick it up. That's your good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.